call this special meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Can I get a motion to go in camera? Councilor Losh? Oh, you need to read it.
I'm sorry?
You need to read it, it's the in camera.
I left all the paperwork, I'm sorry, okay.
Oh, here we go.
I got it. Moving to in camera session. Item A, Windsor Police Services Proposal, Section 239-2I, a trade secret or scientific, technical, commercial, financial, or labor relations information supplied in confidence to the municipality or local board, which, if disclosed, could reasonably be expected to prejudice significantly the competitive position or interfere significantly with the contractual or other negotiations of a person, group of persons, or organization.
Thank you. Second. Councilor Pryor, all those in favor? Carried. Disclosure of pecuniary interest, Councilor Kubik.
Leo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have to declare a conflict of interest regarding the fact that my son-in-law is a Windsor police officer.
Thank you. And we will go in camera. Motion to resume. Councilor Pryor and Councilor Losh, all those in favor? Carried. And please stand for our national anthem. Thank you, and at this time, I will ask if there's any pecuniary interest. Councilor Pujic.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm declaring a pecuniary interest due to the fact that my son-in-law works for Windsor Police Department.
Thank you. So that brings us to the delegations. The first delegate is Neil Stewart.
My name is Neil Stewart, with 42 Alma Street. In the RFP, page 8, item 16, it stated HST is not to be included in the pricing estimate and to be added later. No mention of this is in the final proposal. If we have to pay the HST, how much is going to be claimed back?
Is that a question? Mm-hmm. The town recovers all of the HST except for 1.76% of the 13% that is paid, and that has been factored into the calculation.
Well, that's been factored in.
It has been factored into the annualized savings. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Michello, maybe you can answer this. The Amesburg lease cost per capita is $270. Now, minus the 10% savings through Windsor Police Department, which is $27. That becomes $243. The Windsor Police per capita is $480. So Windsor pays double what we pay. Maybe you could explain that to me. I just don't understand that.
Mr. Stewart, the Windsor Police Services offers a far larger array of services than we do. So that would explain their higher cost per capita. With regards to our cost per capita, as you've stated, it will be reduced with the Windsor Police Services contract. The Windsor Police Services contract and our accounting for Amherstburg's cost per capita will be maintained separately from that of Windsor Police for Windsor.
Okay. Okay, now, why wasn't the 10, 15, and 20-year estimates made public before now? Why wait until after the survey was completed?
Is your question directed at me, sir?
Anybody that wants to answer, yeah.
I will answer that. As a result of the four public consultation meetings, Mr. Stewart, there was concern expressed by the public with regards to a significant increase in our costs if we were to terminate it after 5 years. So under our, because of the RFP, we asked Windsor what would the costing be if we went to a 10, 15, or 20-year proposal. What Windsor has assured us, as you can see through my report, if you've had the opportunity to read it, is they have assured us cost parity with Windsor going forward years 6 to 20.
So, if that's the case, you mean that the 10, 15, and 20-year estimates have all been done since the end of the last meeting, which was at the Legal?
No, they have not.
So it was done before?
No, it was not. It was done for this meeting. So, in the report that was released, I shared with council confirmation of a letter we received from Windsor Police, assuring us of the cost increases, that being cost parity. And as we've provided in the report in the financial section, we've used a 2% per year increase in our estimates.
I kind of find it hard to believe that that these figures have just been come up in the last 2-3 weeks. It's unbelievable to me that that would happen.
Well, I can't tell you what to believe or what not to believe, sir. I can tell you as a result of the public consultation, I was given the direction to move forward to look at what the cost would be for 10, 15, and 20 years.
Okay. I just feel that that the HST and the extended contracts should have been done and presented to the public before this meeting. Before we had the four meetings, the public meetings, which the last one was at the Legal. That should have all been laid out. Because the people here tonight, this is probably the first time they've heard of the 10, 15, and 20-year estimates.
Mr. Stewart, thank you for your question. I will tell you the RFP was developed based on a 5-year term. The direction for the RFP was developed and approved by the JPAC committee and by council. As a result of the public consultation meetings, the community wanted the costs more secure and understood what they would be like in 10, 15, and 20-year increments. And as a result of that, that's what we produced. And it was a result of the public consultation meetings asking us to get further clarification on those matters, and that's where we're at today. So I find it, I'm sorry if you don't believe that, but that is what actually happened.
Well, I think I've told you what I think, and I think it's just unfortunate that we've been hit with it tonight. Because I think if we would have known about this before, then it would have made a whole lot of difference to what people think. But there's a lot of animosity in the town because I don't think we were given the full facts. And I think that these facts have been laid out tonight to kind of sweeten the deal and pass it through.
I can say that as the CAO stated, these facts have been provided at the time that we acquired them. They were not to sweeten any particular deal. They were provided after consultation with the public. So the timing of them is exactly the timing of them.
Okay, and the numbers that have been laid out tonight, yeah, are they hard numbers or just approximate numbers? Or?
The numbers for the contract year 1 to 5, mm-hmm. those are hard numbers.
Yeah.
That's the proposal we received. What we've done in years 6 to 20 is made assumptions based on CPI, what we believe will happen, using a 2% increase. We believe that that's a conservative estimate. If you are looking at budget parity and what that means to the city of Windsor, I can tell you for the last 8 years, they've had 0% increases. In fact, the police department in Windsor had a 0% increase, I believe, for the last 2 years. So those are public documents. That's public information. Ours have been slightly higher, but they are confident that they are going to continue to maintain the same discipline in developing their budgets in the future as they do today.
Okay, I know it would have made a difference to me, on my opinion, because I was always concerned about the 5 year and what would happen after the 5 years, because they kind of have us over a barrel. But now with the 15, the 10, 15, and 20 years, it makes a big difference. And I think a lot of other people probably in this room think the same thing.
Mr. Stewart, if I can offer anything to you, I would say to you, that is the exact reason why we have the public consultation meetings, to understand from the community what they believe the concerns were. And the community did express to us that they did not want to be over a barrel. And it is a result of that, we went to Windsor Police and we asked, what would it be for years 6 to 10, years 11 to 15, and years 16 to 20? And we received confirmation from them in writing that we would receive budget parity. So I would suggest to you that that's a success of the budget, of the public consultation meetings, to address the concerns of the constituents and the residents. So I take that process and I say it worked. It worked very well. We heard what the residents had to say. And as a result of the residents' concerns, we attempted to address each and every one of them. And we heard the concerns of our Amherstburg police officers. And I can tell you that we've addressed all of them the best we could. So we have listened carefully. We as an administration and JPAC committee have gone through and tried to address each and every concern. And when we finalize the contract document, subject to the OCPC approval, we will bring that back for council's consideration. So I will suggest to you that this process was very successful on obtaining public input and addressing the concerns of the public.
Thank you.
Councilor Pryor?
I make a motion to receive the delegation.
Second. Councilor Levine, all those in favor? Carried. And the next delegate is Patricia Simone.
Pat Simone, 188 Elma. Hello, Council, and thank you for allowing me to speak this evening. I would like to state that the following comments are my own personal comments and opinions, and in no way reflect the opinions of any committees that I may sit on. I was hoping that the issue I will be discussing would have been brought up in previous discussions or in the report to Council. Unfortunately, the issue has not been discussed, and I just feel it needs to be addressed. As we are aware, there is a human rights complaint against Windsor Police Service. The hearing is to resume in April or May with decision to follow. One of the positives that have been discussed in regards to Amherstburg policing moving to Windsor is a possible advancement for officers. However, this may not be the case for all officers. As 90% of the current Amherstburg Police Service are female. I feel that the judgment of the human rights complaint will have an impact on these officers. If Amherstburg Policing moves to Windsor, we will be following Windsor policies and procedures. Let me be clear, I'm not saying this is a woman's only issue, but a human rights issue. It fully concerns both men and women. If the people that should be getting the advancement are not, that is a problem. While I will not comment on whether Amherstburg should move to contracting with Windsor, that is a decision of council, I will comment on the need for all officers to feel secure in the move and with council decision. I feel that council should wait to make a decision until the judgment of the human rights complaint has been given. We need to ensure that we are putting all our officers in an environment that is fair and has equal opportunity for all. Thank you.
Councilor Fryer?
I'll make a motion to receive the delegation.
Thank you. Councilor Courtney? All those in favor? Carried. That brings us to the end of our delegation portion. Okay. The reports are available, so at this time, I'll look to council if they have any questions. Councilor Melange?
Move to receive 8.1.
Microphone, please.
Sorry, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to receive the JPAC findings under 8.1.
Thank you. Second, Councilor Fryer. Questions or comments on that item? Okay, seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. And that brings us to item 9.1. Councilor Fryer.
I'll make a motion that the report from the CAO dated November 9th, 2018 regarding the police services for the town of Amherstburg be received. The CAO be directed to finalize the terms and conditions of a contract for policing services with the Windsor Police Services Board, City of Windsor, for a term of 20 years commencing January 1st, 2019. And the CAO be directed to bring back a final contract subject to approval by the Ontario Civilian Police Commission.
Second, Councilor Melange. Any questions or comments?
Recorded vote, please.
Did you not hear the wrong year? You said November 2018, but not that yet.
January 1st, 2019.
Okay.
Recorded vote, please.
Okay. Councilor Levine.
I'm glad that it's being expedited this way, so we won't have to sit through any more of this because it has consumed quite a bit of our lives, administratively, council-wise, community-wise. It's been a very difficult decision to be placed on our shoulders. It is most definitely the most difficult decision faced this council in the 4 years that we're going to sit here, I believe. I will respect the decision of this council moving forward. I won't criticize it. I won't criticize the City of Windsor for their proposal. I think it was sound. I think administration did a good job. They have put in a lot of hours on this. Some of the comments, I guess, are a little unfounded. I believe the numbers are sound, if that's what you're after. I think it comes down to what you believe your job is and what my job is. And I'm going to take criticism in the community, just like we all will, for whatever stance we take on this. But I feel comfortable with my position of why I'm here. And I was put here by people in the community. And I will not criticize, question, or debate someone if they tell me they don't want to switch their police force and they don't mind paying extra for it. I don't, the numbers in here, sure, I think they're sound, but my personal opinion on this has been people want to keep the force in Amherstburg that I've spoken to. And people can claim the sound majority version of this all they want. I cannot use that as a factual basis for my decision. I can only use what people showed up at the meetings, the people that show up at these meetings, the people that have emailed this people that have called me, the people I've spoken to. And I would be lying if I did not say the majority of those people have told me they don't care what it costs. They want to support their local police force. These are men and women that are employees of this community. And when you come into this town, it says the safest community in Canada for a reason. And Mr. Stewart alluded to the numbers. Yes, we're going to have savings in this contract. There's no doubt about it. There's some cost of economy scales here, and that's definitely something we as a council need to consider. But I will in no way debate with a resident that I think they should save the money when they're willing to spend it, especially when this council has spent money. We've purchased properties in the tunes of millions of dollars. We've hired new people. We've created new positions. We've raised taxes. We've created levies. And our finance department has told us at budgets when nobody showed up that for the first time in a long time, this council's got a handle on things and this administration's got a handle on things. And we're in a different position than we were 5 years ago. And we're on the right track. So I have a hard time saying we can spend and create, but we need to save in this one spot. Because I may be a little biased, and people will accuse me of that, because I sit on the police services board and I've worked with these officers and with this administration over the last 3 years, and I have nothing but the greatest respect for them. I think our chief and the officers in this community have put us on the map nationally as one of the safest places to live in this country. They're one of the most efficient police forces in this province on record at the cost per capita. And for me, that has some standing. So does savings. Believe me, it does. But my job, I believe, is to represent the people. And the people that have talked to me may be different than the people who have talked to other members of this council. But they've told me loud and clear they're comfortable with what we have. They don't want to switch over and be a division of Windsor. And I envy the town of LaSalle with the approach they took right from the back. They said, people are telling us we don't want to do this. We respect that. We don't need to know if we can save $10 billion a year. We were put here by the people sitting out in that room, and that's my job. Administration's job is to put a good proposal forward, and that's exactly what they did. But my personal opinion is I will be voting against this because that's what I've been asked to do by the people who put me here.
Any other comments? Councilor Melosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Many publications that I've read in of recent times talk about financial sustainability. We can't just look at today, a savings of today that we can afford. We have to look, this council is charged with the business of the town, and we have to look forward. We have to look down the road. We can't just look at what's happening this year, next year. We got to be looking long term. And that's really the direction that I sort of took. It's about every community or many communities across Ontario, across Canada, struggle with financial sustainability of the policing service. And yes, we have a safest community in town, but people are selling themselves short. We have the safest community in town, and no disrespect to the police, but because of the people that live here, you know, they contribute more. The people contribute more to the safety of this community than the officers, and that's no disrespect. That, you know, they're doing a great job, but don't sell ourselves short. We do, you know, we're law-abiding, safe, you know, people. So from that perspective, I understand, you know the emotional side of that aspect. But and again, at the end of the day, I'm looking at what's the long-term interest of this town from a business perspective, and I will be supporting the motion.
Councilor Courtney.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I agree wholeheartedly with Councilor Levine. I spoke earlier with Councilor Walsh, and everyone has a different idea, I guess, of what makes up a councilor. And what I think I should be might not be what, you know, Councilor Walsh thinks he should be, but I have to be true to myself and true to my heart and true to my conscience. And I am like Councillor Levine. I vowed that I would listen to the people. That's always been my role, I feel, as a councillor. And the people that I talk to, the people that email, I would need in church, even the grocery store, all of the surveys that were taken, the phone survey that was taken, Talk the Bird, all of it, the four town hall meetings. What I got from that was, we want to save our local police service. And even this past weekend, we had Binder with the stick, with all the comments made by everybody at all the meetings. And I sat there, you should see my living room, there's McDonald's coffee cups and takeout containers all over the place. But I read it, and the overwhelming message was, please keep our small town police service here. Now, do I think that this is a good contract? Yes, I do. I think it's a good contract. And will we save money? Yes, we will. But ultimately, I feel that I have to be true to the people I represent. I will respect whatever decision is made tonight. Amherstburg will continue being a vibrant, exciting community, and we'll work together as counselors, and to make it that way, we will have an exemplary police force, and we will continue to be one of the safest towns in Canada. Thank you.
Councilor Frank?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just like the other, echo a lot of the comments around the table, but we do have fiduciary responsibility as a counselor as well. We do have a financial, as one of the counselors said, obligation to the ratepayers and the people that, you know, everyone's saying we're not hearing from. I'm not going to debate back and forth who likes it, who doesn't like it, because it's going to just divide everybody till the end of time. I think at the end of the day, it's a really good contract for the town. And when you look at the amount of time administration spent on this, it goes back to when we first started this council. It was the first meeting or the second meeting that we had here in this council chamber that motion came before us. So when you're looking at and putting all the pieces together, people are going to debate this, and people are going to, I mean, 5 years, 10 years down the road, they're going to, you know, was this a good thing or not? And there's other people that have their own ideas of maybe this, once we do get down that road, we may look at it that we didn't change. We didn't notice much change at all. So my opinion is it's a fiduciary one, and we have to look at, we were $46 million in debt. We're now $38 million in debt. Right now the city of Windsor is at $88 million. So at the tenth the size, we should be a tenth the debt, in my own personal opinion. So I'll be voting for this recommendation.
Okay.
Keep your comments.
Is there any other comments or questions? Seeing none, call the vote.
The motion before council for consideration is that the report from the CAO dated February 9th, 2018, regarding police services for the town of Amherstburg be received. The CAO be directed to finalize the terms and conditions of a contract for policing services with the Windsor Police Services Board and City of Windsor for a term of 20 years commencing January 1 of 2019, and the CAO be directed to bring back a final contract subject to approval by the Ontario Civilian Police Commission. Councillor Courtney.
Opposed.
Councillor Fryer.
Support.
Councillor Levine?
Opposed.
Councillor Melosh?
Support.
Mayor DiCarlo?
Support.
Motion carried.
James.
And motion to adjourn.
Councillor
Fryer? And second, Councillor Melosh. All those in favor? Carried.